Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me. Hey, hey, hey. Good evening to everyone. Welcome to our fabulous Flashback Fridays. How's everyone doing this evening? Cousin Marcy? Okay. So, good evening. As I stated, tonight we're bringing to you the land of funk, which means we're going to bring various songs of funk to you guys this evening. I haven't been on the Friday shows for the last two Fridays, and I wasn't on Wednesday because I'm still on vacation. This is my last weekend in Las Vegas, so I'm definitely going to make it count. Do some party, things that party. I didn't do. What's happening, Cousin Marcy?
Hey, Queen.
What's happening? What it is, what it do, what's happening, all that. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm so crazy. I had myself muted like a big doofy. I was so excited to hear your voice.
We all get big doofy at some time or another. I know, right? It seems like I haven't been on here forever, and that's what I was saying. It's like I haven't been on here forever. So tonight is just a night that we're not really doing too much because tomorrow and Sunday we got busy day. So I'm just sitting up here right now. Chilling, happy to be with you and to be amongst the Blog Talk Radio show. Look, we have people with us during the two-hour, the cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm.
The cocktail hour, but it's the cocktail hours. So thank you for spending the evening with us during the golden time of the day, because this is the golden time of the day. So what's going on?
Yes, yes. Oh, you know, just have to clock on out and get right on back in. I'm ready for our night in the land of funk. Like you said, I'm so glad that you're back, and we got our last weekend out here with us. Are you excited to be returning to NC?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm always excited. If I'm going for longer than a month, it'd be like, man, I'm ready to get back to the comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got things that I need to achieve with my new year. You know, I said my new year was going to be about accountability and achievements. So I got to, you know, get myself back to my side where I'm comfortable at. But I did have a great time here, you know. Flew out to you and the girls first, and that was just amazing. I got an extra week with you all. I got to learn some more things about the girls and some more things about yourself, and I'm sure they got to learn. You all got to learn some more about me, because we never stop knowing each other. You know, people think they keep knowing each other, but every day you learn something new about the people that are in your close circle. You know, so it was, and also meeting Max. So thank you so much for the hospitality, the making sure of, and you know what I'm speaking of. So thank you so much to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're most welcome. You already know that. Oh, yeah.
I had a great time there in Long Beach with my cousins, Sophia, and spending time with other first cousins who came out to have dinner and lunch and just to hang out. And I got to meet Trey Baby in person, my cousin. I never met her in person. And also, I got to see our cousin Bryant that I haven't seen since childhood. So, you know, it's been a great, great trip, because it was all about family. I noticed that's what it boiled down to, is that I was just spending time with family, you know. Now I'm here in Vegas spending time with family. And it's just been great, you know. It's been a great trip. Vacation, you know. Some people like to go to Hawaii, some people like to go to the Dubai, but I just got to come right on back home to California in my vacation. You know,
I know, right?
Ain't no better company to be in than your own family. You feel me? Like, on some for real
right
stuff,
that's
know?
How it should be. Yeah, that's how it should be,
you know?
And thank you for even, you know, you're on vacation and, you know, just being here. Like, thank you for that. Or even just, like, trusting me, Mr. Jilu. I know you're there listening, too. Thank you for trusting me at the helm. I really appreciate that. I still get a little nervous when you're not here. But I do thank you for that. So,
yeah, you can't tell that you're nervous at all. You just... You're a pro at it. You know, I was thinking earlier about our family, how we have a lot of broadcasters and journalists in our family. And I was like, wow, we just have a range of everything. So it's just in our DNA. I mean, I still get nervous, and I've been doing it for a minute. The show that you and Tweed did last night, because I love jazz. That was a really good show.
Thank you. It went pretty good. Appreciate you listening and tuning in. I know we are going to shout out our sponsors. You are here for a night in the land of funk with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and our wonderful producer, Jilu. You could tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. You'll press 1 to speak and wait for Jilu to go ahead and bring you in. If you have any requests or anything, make sure we're listening online to blogtalkradio.com at the.g/Lu Show. We're here West Coast 7 p.m. like you all are tuned in. And if you're on the East Coast, it's 10 o'clock for you. So we thank you for staying up late with us. It's past cocktail hour for you. This is final call hour for you. Last call for alcohol. So we're going to try to get your little funky in before midnight. Okay. The website at theglushow.com. You can purchase all your unisex apparel, and you can check out previous Blog Talk Radio shows. The music catalog of Jilu includes the latest project, Odie's Rue Forever Volume 3, produced by the amazing producer at DJ Maniac 30, which you can find on IG. Our sponsors at BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, Didi Harrison, One World Magazine, and at GLU underscore After Hours Live. Thank you for your continued support.
Yes, and let's also give out our condolences to Lamont Dozier, a legend that we lost a few days ago. So, you know, rest in love to Lamont
yes.
Dozier. Yeah.
Yes, and then
plenty of songs for Motown, other Motown artists as
mm-hmm.
well. So yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
very wonderful. Producer and on Hollywood News, Ann Hesh did succumb to her injuries from her crash that she had a couple of days ago. So rest in peace to her. The game Olivia Newton-John. That's right. We lost
can't
her
forget
too.
Her, right?
Yeah, Grease fans. Yeah, and I did want to bring up one more thing just before we do start jamming. Just because we're always covering that kind of news, but today The Game dropped his album, and one of the songs, it got up to the last minute and it was not cleared. Black Sam, he did do a cease and desist. He actually
got that ass
told that guy I never yeah, I knew it. Here he go. I don't say
I
his
know,
name
right?
but my my home.
That's your boy from Pacoima. That's your boy. You know that's your boy,
yeah,
but he got that ass blocked.
That's my schoolmate.
And sorry
yeah.
for Game. You know, Game
yeah,
kind of
got
caught in the crossfire because he got love for Game.
Yeah.
But Sam was not
yeah.
clearing
and
anything
it was
that got Wack's name. And Wack is under Wack. It's under 100 ENT, which is Wack's label. So, no, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
I don't know why he thought, because
yeah,
he had another talk
yeah.
shit later and say that Sam shouldn't have did that and he and his feelings. No, he stand for morals and integrity, homie. It ain't about no money. You talk every day bad about Nipsey and you expect him to do business with you? No. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Eastside Cowboy.
It
would have
been for
too.
The children. Yeah, he was trying to make it seem like it was going to be for the children's sake. And, oh, all the proceeds, the song proceeds, this is what The Game said was going to go, you know, over there. But they're like, hey, we don't want anything to do with it. And I think they have all the right to do that. They should do that because even though you know, this person might is who you, your circle. And that poor guy, like you said, where that is his manager, but it's not going to help you. Kind of in any kind of, we have not seen this brother since he came out, speaking of The Game, since he first came out and had that impact like he did. And unfortunately, that may be the reason. It might be because of my old elementary schoolmate, but yeah. But good move, Black Sam. Always paying attention. They don't have to say anything every day or come back with anything all the time, even though they're talked about all the time, them and their family. So I like how they just, you know, they keep it classy and they do things how they should do. And, yeah, no, take that right on off.
Okay. I'm not familiar with this beef, so I'm going to have to get it with the program. I did.
Queen over there, like, I don't know what y'all talking about. Queen over there, like, I don't know what y'all talking about. But, hey, it's whatever. It's all good.
And I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not familiar with this beat. The only thing I've seen was Dane drop a song, and it was Eastside K-Boy had put it on his time feed. So I thought it was all gravy, but I guess it's not gravy. So
right,
no, you know.
No,
it's a no. It's a no.
Yeah.
And it's all because of Wack. It's
is.
Not about Game, because Game was cool with
Eminem
that, but they not doing no business with
yeah.
Wack. We all know Wack owns all that
yeah.
shit over there, so it's a no-go.
Oh, wow.
I'm out.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess there ain't
okay.
nothing else to do with that funk, but to get
but to
funky.
To get into the land of the funk, right?
He said, I'm out.
He was like, the queen is over here.
They
she's
over
solid,
there get funky like,
solid.
I'm out.
Yeah, you give me some of this LTD. Let's dance and sing.
Right. Let's get back to this dancing and singing, girl. Party it. She
fire.
Said I'm out and don't say nothing else about it. Don't say nothing else about it.
Shot fired.
Oh. Let's go. Fabulous Fridays.
Cousin Marty and Queen King.
Thank you. big snow. You know I took you to the mountaintop, but don't trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G-Goo Show. Flashback Friday.
Tell the truth, and that's some real stuff.
We got dancing and singing, dancing.
I got a little intro, smiling little faces.
Oh yeah. I like that one
tell
too.
The truth. That's real talk.
I'm learning these, like all of these drops. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna have to get mine in the mix next time. Make a new one. But yeah, that smiling faces, that one's always gonna go. It's always gonna go. I'll sit here laughing at myself. That LTD, it always makes me think I could hit notes and beat drums and run across the stage.
Yeah, that was a good choice.
All the
for
time.
LTD.
What yeah.
So.
Another like family group, family oriented group. When it was okay
absolutely.
To pose a certain way on the album cover. Mm-mm-mm.
Right,
well, you ready to rock and roll on
this? Oh, yeah.
Right? I was two. I was two.
Yeah, I was.
I remember that song.
Oh,
you were 20.
I was like 21.
You want to know how I know? Yeah, you had to be 20 or 21. Because I know
yeah,
me and Punkin the same 20. Age.
I'm a quick counting.
You
was
blessed,
right?
Yeah, quick counting. Oh, shout out to you for your throwback today. Okay. In Long Island,
I know,
Strong
right?
Island,
thank
New
you.
York. I like that. I was like, wow.
When,
man.
When that was sent to me, and I told my daughter, I said, that don't even look like me. And she said, but it is you. So I had to ask my ex, when was that picture taken? And he said 1988. When we went to Brooklyn to go visit his family, when I went and met his mom and everybody, and I was like, wow, that is a throwback. I said, I don't even remember my hair being that long because I don't ever wear it. So, but
I was
back
like,
then,
look
I
at all that hair. You look like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, that's crazy because that's when I was in Germany, actually, and we had went to Long Island because his dad had died, so... But that's when I was actually in Germany, and when I was in Germany, that's what they
wow.
used to call me. So they was like, we ain't seen you in the club. I was like, I'm in the club too much when the soldiers come in and say, we ain't seen you in the club, Pepper.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. In their
that's
boogies.
What I said, okay.
Lord,
yeah.
Get...
No. So
Lord.
With that being said, you know, they was playing this in the club, Boogie Wonderland by
mm-hmm.
Earth, Wind & Fire. Which came out in 1979, Grammy Award for the Best R&B Instrumental Performance. Oh my God, those instruments are just banging.
Mm-hmm.
Let's enjoy.
And who
Boogie
is that
Wonder
on them
Man.
Vocals? The Jones Girls? Yeah, this is a banger.
Jones Girls.
Lord, thank you, Mr. Jesus. Let's go.
Thank you. What's Happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey,
peace and blessings. We is back. Hey,
you know that outstanding G. Lou knows this, and other people know that that's one of my favorite songs by the Gap Band. Whenever I hear it, I just want to two-step. I don't want to do nothing but stand up there, be in my zone, and two-step. Real cool, like, though, you know.
I know.
But, yeah. They have a serious disco.
I picked it for you.
Okay, great. See, right on, Cousin Marcy. That disco funk soul sound that got there.
Right.
Hey, I wanted to mention also, don't forget to check out the G. Lou Show, the Friday night interviews on the After Hours show. Tonight you have a young man on there by the name of Alex, and he's a gang historian. So yeah, it'll be a good show, good conversation. So check that out on the YouTube Live.
He
at
is one of my favorites to watch on YouTube. I love Mr. Alex. I will be tuning in because he gets right up in there, and he's been doing this since the 90s. He's been out. He kind of reminds me of Brother Aquil. He doesn't get the people together like that, you know, with the defense and stuff. But he really gets into it. I've seen a lot of people even that are associated with you all, or that you all might have interviewed. He's interviewed them too. So yeah, it's a very good. So yes, let's check that out.
Yes, forgot to talk about our sponsors
too.
Again as well. BTP Media,
that's right.
Tweed Cadillac, TV Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours as well. So thank you for sponsoring the show again. Truly appreciate it. So
Moving along on this funk train. Where we going? Oh, the Hotter Than July album. Oh, love that one. We're gonna do As If You Read My Mind. That's one that they snuck in there. Like, I don't know if they played that on the radio, but I just know that
it
song.
Didn't get a lot of airplay.
Hidden gem. Well, let's get into it. Thank you, Queen. As If You Read My Mind, Stevie Wonder. Making it funky. On the Fabulous Fridays.
Cocktail hour.
Yeah, can you hear my ice? Got a little something in there.
I hear that.
Saved it for Friday,
cubes
Queen.
Cubes are hitting the glass.
Right. Yeah. Where'd G. Lou go? He went to go refill his cup.
No. But in the meantime, and in between time, happy birthday to anybody and everybody that's celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, all of that, because it's still meal season. We're still here, you know.
You still got to celebrate with your daughter and your family out there. Yeah.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that.
The holidays is right next. Ooh, wait.
I know, which holiday is that?
September. Shoot, I love it.
Labor Day.
Right. Labor Day.
Okay, we're going to go to the next song. We're going to go to Heatwave, ooh, the Groove Line, that song mm-hmm. jams, and that came out in 1978. He said, yeah. Pack your grip, we're taking you on a trip. Pack your grip.
He went to eight. We going to do ain't no half-stepping. Sound like ain't no half-stepping down this phone. We got our eye on you, sir. Fabulous Friday.
I got my eyes on you.
Okay, I thought it was Rude Line.
All right.
Okay.
What you do?
Hey. I'm ready to grab it. I'm ready to talk to you.
Don't think that you can jive. Cause I'll be checking all the time.
Amen.
half-stepping, period.
Ain't no half-stepping. None. Zero. It's not tolerated.
Zero.
On no level.
My daddy say snippies don't count. So that's like no half-stepping. So we're going to go ahead and get on the land with Stevie Wonder, As If You Read My Mind. And that is from the 1980 Hotter Than July EP. So some may be familiar with it and some may not, but it didn't get a lot of airplay. So let's check it out.
All right, let's roll. I'm with it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Lord, apologies to everybody out there. Y'all heard me trying to carry a tune. My fault. It was just jamming.
I didn't even hear you because I was over here running my mouth, too.
You said, are you recording yourself? I was like, oh, wait. Let me week. What is happening? Yes, one of my favorites. So, as if you read my mind on this funky, fabulous Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That was a nice joint, though, for, you know, those who didn't know about it. It just didn't get a lot of airplay, but it was still a good song. Anything Stevie put out is good. You know, just period.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want to give out
that
a few
album
shout-outs.
Over and over again. Definitely.
Rockin' Love is one of my favorite ones. Like, I had to listen to that one plenty of times to get the understanding of it. And it's a powerful song. Yeah, truly it is.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Saturday, so Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels give her free food giveaway. So tomorrow is food and also backpacks for the kids of all ages. So make your way over there to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton and follow Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. But get there as early as you can because it's first come, first serve. She do always have a lot more than enough, but you want to make sure that you get in that line to get those backpacks because we know that in this time, it's more like a recession, it seems, and a lot of parents need
mm-hmm.
school supplies, backpacks, and food, and that's the location to go, and that's every Saturday that she does that. So, again,
wow.
That's at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, and that's in the city of Compton, and that's Cynthia Nunn. And also, Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, he's always accepting donations for food and clothing. He goes out on Skid Row and gives out to the homeless every day. He's almost like 24 hours a day doing that. So if you want to participate in that, you can DM him on IG or Facebook, and that's Luther Jr. Keith, and get with him for a donation, however you would like to assist. Excuse me. And also, for bakery, follow Shado on Instagram, and you can order your custom-made cakes and cupcakes. All custom-made orders should be submitted within 2 weeks in advance and follow her on Instagram as well. And also Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, the gourmet pudding by founder and owner Latanya Ward. She was just on the G Lou After Hours show, so if you didn't get to see that,
mm-hmm.
you can go into the archives and pull that up and watch it. It was a great conversation. She got her hands in many of things, not just banana pudding, so you can follow her on IG as well. She do deliveries at 805-738-5943 is the number to call for deliveries. And also Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes. Follow on Instagram at FD Funnel Cakes. Place an order through 562-235-2333 from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The last order is at 8:45 p.m. The location is 661 East 62nd Street in Los Angeles. And also Nora Monty Candles on IG for wax melts, candles, and air fresheners. Check them out as well on IG. There's always some videos up on showing the makings of these candles. And I got to see it in person. It's such a mathematics to it. It's really the mathematics.
Right?
You can't just go pour the wax here and wait for it to get hard. No, it takes a whole lot more than that. So check out the reels of Normani Candles on IG.
I have a funny story about that when you complete this.
Okay.
Just know what you
Poison
said.
Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach as well. Ask for Mr. Poison and follow Mr. Poison on IG, and that's MRPOZ as in zebra, ION. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747 with a $50 deposit. The lot auto sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California, 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. His hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And I hear that he gives amazing deals, so check out a lot auto sales. Also, right. Skip Transport and Lockout, store, state to state and from driveway to driveway. You can contact Dennis Brown at 704-314-7869. And happy belated birthday to you, Snow. For the YouTube channels, of course, the G. Lou Show, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realness, and Skip Townsend. Writer for Life Films, G. Connect, King Real Hip Hop Nutrition, Seti Nash, Incredible Javier, Righteous by Faith, and CC Reacts. And also follow Kinderware Films on IG and check out our website, theglueshow.com, for all unisex apparel, previous blog talk, radio shows, and, of course, the amazing music catalog of G. Lou. And also check out the G. Lou Show on Mondays. Let's talk about it with Big D, Keeping It Real, and G. Lou. Those conversations be pretty deep on there as well. They do definitely keep it real. They talk about the reality of life. So check them out as well, the YouTube channel After Hours. And that's it. So tell me the funny story.
Those have been really, really good too. The Monday nights, all of them have been good. Check them all out. The funny story about the Nora Armani, like you said, the process. The first time I saw them going through that, I might have had maybe just a tad teaspoon too much. And I walked in the living room and I said, what are you guys in here doing making dope? Because it just looked like everybody had their measuring cup. It was this big old batch of wax. And the way that it comes, it's just so hilarious. And I just probably watched Snowfall or something, but they just all started laughing at me like, Mama, you are crazy. I was like,
yes,
what
I
are
said,
y'all
it's a,
doing?
It's mathematics.
It's
yeah,
a process.
A
and they
yeah.
put, yeah, and they put their love into that and those scents, every single scent, you know, they do. They come around and how does this, how is this, the naming of them. So, yeah, check out at Nora Armani Candles. Thank you for always mentioning them, too. Queen, we really appreciate that.
Ooh,
got a frog in my throat, too. Well, we ready to keep the funk train rolling? Where are we
keep
at?
The funk going in the land.
We should be at,
I think that Heatwave Groove Line was in the mix somewhere. If not, we can go to Brother Johnson's Stomp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, that was the Heatwave, and then Stomp was next. So, Mr. DJ, would you play Groove Line? The Groove Line.
Just
to call ourselves on this funk train. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G. Lou.
Oh, Miss Cynthia Queen 9. Oh, Jesus. I'm sending all my platforms are either SN Angels or Sylvia 9 Angels. That's my Facebook. My Instagram is SN Angels. My Facebook is Sylvia 9 Angels. My website is SylviaNunAngels.org. I have Twitter, but I don't, Sylvia Nun Angels, I don't really be on Twitter that much. That's all my social media platforms. The phone number, if they go on the website or Facebook, my phone number is there, of course. If anybody, you know, want to talk directly or they going through something, you know, I just want to leave with the world. Just stay prayed up, you know that, you only get one life. Live your life, you know. Go having some fun and do what makes you happy. Quit worrying about anybody else, you know. I say that to the world. And I just want to say this is a wonderful show to anybody listening. I feel comfortable. I normally don't talk as much as I talk, but I have to feel comfortable, you know. So, you know, I thank you guys for having me. All night.
We are back.
Brother Joshua, 1980, from the album Light Up the Night, that was written by Rod Temperton with the Brother Johnsons themselves. So, you know, I was young when I got turned on to Brother Johnsons as well. Have fun, be safe. My granddaughter came and gave me a kiss. She get ready to hit the strip.
Oh, yeah. And don't get caught in none of those rivers. I seen more flooding out there last night.
Yeah, it was raining really hard here last night. It was a lightning storm, so yeah. And then today it got real great, but it hasn't, yeah, come down yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I was saying about
thinking,
with Brother Johnson. What?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just thinking, I'm sorry to cut you off, Queen. What I have really appreciated about funk, it was like back then, someone could literally have a job where all they had to do was hand clap. Remember the hand clap section?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
That is just
yeah.
so awesome to me. Right?
Yeah, they wow. call them the hype people now. Like, yeah. Just the
yeah.
hype people, the hype people, but yeah. You know, that was good music though back then, though. The 70s and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let's not even forget, speaking of good music, the G. Lou After Hours, the oldest group ever show every Sunday. G. Lou said it feels like a party every Sunday. Well, sir, it is a party every Sunday. You and they love be having that party jamming. So if you haven't seen that, go over to the YouTube channel. It's live every Sunday at 9:30 West Coast and 12:30 East Coast, and it don't stop nobody from coming on no matter what the time is. They pop in and out,
right.
in and out, and some stay throughout the whole duration. That's just how dope the show is. You can go on there, request
like
your song.
It'd be like a line to get in
hear.
The club.
Absolutely.
It'd be like
Absolutely.
A line
so.
To get in the club.
That's the best show to look
wow.
at on Sunday evenings is the G. Lou After Hours. Oldies Rule Forever show. That's every Sunday. So check them out. Don't sleep on that. Him and they love be having it going. And then also the people in the chat, the Sunday squad, they always requested some of the dopest songs. So they go deeper than the crates. I think the crates ain't got nothing on the songs that they love be pulling out. So check that
and
out.
And they got some hot flyers. The hot flyers too. The flyers be popping. I said, okay, Nay. See y'all. Yeah.
So with that, you know, with that being said, let's go to Slave, Just a Touch. That's a dope sound. It came out in 1979 as well. And if you guys remember that album cover, that was a dope album cover, Slave.
Yes, with that little baby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just a touch of your love.
Mo guitar funk. So
right.
one day, I'm going to have me one.
Have you one what?
A guitar. A bass guitar.
Oh, you know Leilani has her a guitar.
All these... I know. I saw her. She showed it to me when we
yes.
were there. And I was
Absolutely.
Just like, man.
She was trying to play it for me. I was like, okay, Leilani, maybe we need to look into getting you into some classes. That would be something really great. We get us a rock star in the family.
Yeah.
She can be her dad.
For real.
With her dad. Because they got a real cute song out together, him and her. And I was like, oh, so cute.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Speaking of Slave, Slave was an amazing group as well. They had many, many hits as well. Also, I want to put out there while we're waiting for the song to come on, the Labor Day weekend, which is September the 5th, Family and Friends Day on the beach. That's at Cherry Beach in LBC on the grass. It's an all-day thing. The beach doesn't close until 10 p.m. They got multiple cooks on the beach. Getting down on the food. They're going to have barbecue, fried fish, gourmet tacos, and more. There's going to be Ken Doll, Ricky G, Dexter, Big Mac, and Hot Rod. I know Hot Rod is my son-in-law's cousin. So I know that he can cook because he's been doing it for a long time. So that's Labor Day weekend, and I heard that they always have it popping there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, that sounds fun. And what is a hot rod? What is that, hot rod?
Hot Rod is one of the cooks. These are all the cooks. Hot Rod, Kendall, Ricky
G, wow.
and Dexter, and Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Family and Friends Day on the beach.
Food.
At Cherry Beach.
Look,
yes.
Food. That's what I
Barbecue,
heard.
Fried fish, gourmet tacos, and more. Absolutely.
Yum.
So that's at Cherry Beach. It's going to be
Super
fun. Because they have cars, dominoes, music. And cool vibes, which they do have cool vibes because
mm-hmm.
they all get together and just hang out. It's a Long Beach thing, you know. I don't know if
yeah.
you ever hung out with Long Beach
yeah.
folks, but Long Beach folks are so cool. They do give us a good vibe.
Hello, I've hung with you. I've hung with you plenty of times. What are you talking?
I know, right?
All
what
right
am I
now.
Talking about?
We can just stay together. Did somebody kick you off the train? They didn't kick him off the funk train. There you
no.
go. All right, he came.
We were talking. He was just waiting for us to slow it down.
Oh, here we go.
Just a touch.
Thank you. Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect. Bless.
Fridays, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and G Lou. Callers 914-803-4001 if you want to chime in with us. But we are still on the funk train. Keeping it just moving and grooving. We're almost there, Queen. Let's see what we have next. We have Just a Touch. We did Ain't No Half Stepping earlier. Let's get into some Quincy Jones, stuff like that. And then one of your other favorites, Queen, The Temptations. Papa Was a Rolling Stone, because that song is way too funky. What you think about that?
that was played in plenty of households.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I came up that one.
Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Like, okay. And stuff like that, that's that in 1978 with that Chaka Khan.
Yes. And Valerie Simpson as well. She helped out on that one too. But just another jammer from Quincy Jones. Yep. So I really like that one.
Okay,
too.
We got a caller before we can get into that song.
No, we got
caller
a caller.
Yay.
Good evening.
Hello, caller.
Hi, caller.
Good evening. How y'all doing out there?
Hey, DJ Maniac,
how
you
doing?
Okay, what about yourself?
That's right.
I'm good. Queen Marcy, Queen Jean, and then King G. Lou.
That's what's up. Like, I know that voice.
DJ Maniac. Mm-hmm.
I was happy
always
to hear
from you. Oh, yeah. That's your groove.
Yes, I love Slade. I love that song. Thank you. That's my song.
Hey,
yeah, Slade got a lot of nice joints. They got a lot of.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's up for
right, what's up for a Friday? We made it to Friday.
I know. I made it. I'm off. I did go to the market. I went to buy HDTV. And went to sleep when I got home.
Oh, okay. Now you're chilling with us. That's right. That's great. Now you're chilling with us. That is great. Well, would you like to hear anything?
Your phone
Do you have
call.
A request for our Funky Friday?
Funky? Oh, man. I do. Especially Cameo Back and Forth.
Oh, now that's the one. I am in agreement. I am in total agreement. Good one. Well,
I
we'll
love
get that
Cameo.
On for you, DJ Maniac. Me too.
Hey.
Peace and love, DJ Maniac. Fabulous
much
Fridays.
Much love, DJ
Funking
Maniac.
Funking it up. Let's go.
Protect you feel like doing sometimes. Protect you feel like doing. Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Well, 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 well,
well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well, well
Oh, what a winning head. Sit down.
Back in the day, yeah. Back in the 70s and 80s, that was a brick house. But I don't know what the measurements are today because...
It sounds like a Barbie doll. Like in the middle, she's not getting enough traction going on. It's, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to put a few
even
more
the
on that middle
getting,
one.
Yeah, even the ones that's getting the bodies made up, they're not making themselves up with those measurements. They way out with it. their waist might be small like that, but everything else is like no. They in the triple D's, the triple F's, and the size
really doing
80
too
hips,
much.
Way too much. Hey, shout out to Hollywood for giving Nipsey Hussle his star on his birthday, which is next week, Monday, August the 15th. So that's a beautiful thing for Nipsey, man. The marathon continues, and, you know, that's just a beautiful thing that he's getting the star. And so shout out to Hollywood for that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely mentioned that, yes. So those Commodores, okay. Well, Carl Carlton said it good, though. She's a bad mamma jamma. You want to end it with that, or you want to end it with the big pay? Okay.
Hey, dude, you're back. Okay. The queen is back. Go ahead and end it how you want to end it. I'm here.
Well, we're going to end it with
I'm
Carl Carlton.
I did have fun with you. I'm so glad you're back and to hear your voice. So next week this time, praise be, you'll be back in your comfort zone.
Absolutely. So we're going to put that in the claiming it. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Get out and enjoy the sunshine, but keep your water, with you, and be blessed and
definitely
all that somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we thank you all for joining in with us on this
yes,
fabulous
and thank you to the callers, the DJ Maniac. Thank you as always, G Lou. You kept this train moving and grooving. It's been a real funky one. Can't wait to see y'all next
ride.
Week.
Right. Peace and love, I say.
There you go, Queen. Peace and love, I say. Yeah.
She's a bad mama jamma. Just as fine as she can be. Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy. She shields, she holds, she tight. Got all the curves a man like. She shields, she holds, she tight. Got all the curves a man like. Look at her, she's the best mamma jamma.
Thank you.